you will save both yourselves, both yourself and your hearers. And I realized that that would need a lot of backstory, so I decided not to do that. And then I thought I'd go through all of Timothy and then just give you a nice little 15-minute rundown of what Timothy says. So I started, and I got to verse 5 and stopped. And so that's where we're going to be. That's what I'm going to be preaching on. So in context, if this thing, does this need a new battery too? There it goes. Okay, so in context, 1 Timothy 1, 1 through 7, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you upon my departure from Macedonia, remain on at Ephesus, so that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines, nor to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies, which give rise to mere speculation rather than the administration of God, which is by faith. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. For some men, straying from these things, have turned aside to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions. So, verse 5 is where we will be. There. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. So this is Paul talking to Timothy, saying this is the deal. This is what our goal is. There it goes. So I'm just going to go through and break this down interesting word by interesting word. I'm going to skip the thes and buts and the of and are. So buckle in. This is going to be a lot of... This is what it says in the Greek. Thank you. Next slide. So first word is about the goal. So Paul's goal in telling Timothy, saying, hey, this is what we're after. In the Greek, that's telos, to set out for a definite point or goal, properly the point of aim at, or as set as a limit. So, like the culmination, the end of the end produce of what you're doing. So the next word is instruction, which is parangelia, or a mandate, a charge, a command. So this is an instruction not like a instruction booklet or a manual. This is more of a military term, as in a command, not a, here, this is how you would do this. No, it's a, you should do this, because if you don't, bad things. The next word is love, which is agape, which is all-encompassing. So it's not like the mushy-gushy, oh, I love you, or the, oh, I love hamburgers. This is the, you know, you hurt me, but I still love you. You have separated yourself from me, but I still love you. The next two are pure and heart, and I put those together because I didn't know how fast I would be getting through these, and I see that I'm already halfway through my time, so good for me. In the Greek, that's katharos, or clean, so pure, clean, literally or figuratively. This also is Levitically, so holy or set apart without blemish. and ethically free from corrupt desire or sin or guilt. So the and then heart denotes the center of physical and spiritual life. So it's not, it's more of like put your heart into it. It's so the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart, from a heart that is without blemish, from a very center that is without blemish or without guilt. The next two, which I pushed together as well, is good conscience. And I have a good conscience because I'm coming in under time. And I skipped the Greek because I figured you would be tired of that by now. But I did go to a place where there was a similar, or the same word was used, Matthew 7, 17 and 18. So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. So it's essentially just the overall arcing thought of good or wholesome, upright and correct. And then conscience is sunidesis, or co-perception, literally meaning joint knowledge, which I thought was really interesting. And my understanding of that is that the spirit and your mind are as one. So a co-perception, a co-understanding, a good understanding between the spirit and your own mind. Moving on to sincere and faith. Sincere, anupokritos, which is an interesting word to say. Undissembled, sincere, without dissimulation, unfeigned, or simply not faking. So sincere faith, one that is true, tested. And then faith, pistis, being persuaded, credence, moral conviction of religious truth or the truthfulness of God. And for us, that means, and I want to make this absolutely clear, so I'm going to, I know I've been reading off the slides a lot, but I'm going to do that here as well. The conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things, the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Christ, and a welcome conviction or belief that Christ Jesus is the Messiah, and that by his death and resurrection, we obtain eternal salvation in the kingdom of God. So if you put it all together, Paul is telling Timothy that the goal or point of aim of our instruction, our charge, is love, all-encompassing love, from a pure, holy, set-apart, without blemish heart, center of physical and spiritual life, with a good conscience, spirit and mind are as one, in step, and sincere faith, unfeigned, real, / true, conviction of the gospel. And if that is what Paul is telling Timothy to preach, and that is the goal of his instruction, then I can only make the assumption that that is also to be our goal in learning. So that is Paul's goal. I believe that it should be our goal to love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Amen.